May 2, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. The God of Battles. Opening prayer. Father in heaven, please use your words to fill me with the knowledge of who you are and of your will for me. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 1 through 23. Sennacherib threatens Jerusalem. After all that Hezekiah had so faithfully done, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and invaded Judah. He laid siege to the fortified cities, thinking to conquer them for himself. When Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come and that he intended to wage war against Jerusalem, he consulted with his officials and military staff about blocking off the water from the springs outside the city, and they helped him. They gathered a large group of people who blocked all the springs and the streams that flowed through the land. "Why should the kings of Assyria come and find plenty of water?" they said. Then he worked hard repairing all the broken sections of the wall and building towers on it. He built another wall outside that one and reinforced the terraces of the city of David. He also made large numbers of weapons and shields. He appointed military officers over the people and assembled them before him in the square and at the city gate and encouraged them with these words, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army with him, for there is a greater power with us than with him. With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." And the people gained confidence from what Hezekiah, the king of Judah, said. Later, when Sennacherib, king of Assyria, and all his forces were laying siege to Lachish, he sent his officers to Jerusalem with this message for Hezekiah, king of Judah, and for all the people of Judah who were there. This is what Sennacherib, king of Assyria, says: "On what are you basing your confidence that you remain in Jerusalem under siege? When Hezekiah says, 'The Lord our God will save us from the land of the king of Assyria,' he is misleading you, to let you die of hunger and thirst. Did not Hezekiah himself remove this God's high places and altars, saying to Judah and Jerusalem, 'You must worship before one altar and burn sacrifices on it'? Do you not know what I and my predecessors have done to all the peoples of the other lands? Were the gods of those nations ever able to deliver their land from my hand? Who of all the gods of these nations that my predecessors destroyed have been able to save his people from me? How then can your God deliver you from my hand? Now do not let Hezekiah deceive you and mislead you like this. Do not believe him, for no god of any nation or kingdom has been able to deliver his people from my hand or the hand of my predecessors. How much less will your God deliver you from my hand?" Sennacherib's officers spoke further against the Lord God and against his servant Hezekiah. The king also wrote letters ridiculing the Lord, the God of Israel, and saying this against him: "Just as the gods of the peoples of the other lands did not rescue their people from my hand, so the God of Hezekiah will not rescue his people from my hand." Then they called out in Hebrew to the people of Jerusalem who were on the wall, to terrify them and make them afraid in order to capture the city. They spoke about the God of Jerusalem as they did about the gods of the other peoples of the world, the work of human hands. King Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, cried out in prayer to heaven about this. And the Lord sent an angel who annihilated all the fighting men and the commanders and officers in the camp of the Assyrian king. So he withdrew to his own land in disgrace. And when he went into the temple of his God, some of his sons, his own flesh and blood, cut him down with the sword. So the Lord saved Hezekiah and the people of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, king of Assyria, and from the hand of all others. He took care of them on every side. Many brought offerings to Jerusalem for the Lord and valuable gifts for Hezekiah, king of Judah. From then on, he was highly regarded by all the nations. Reflect. What are your greatest battles? For us as God's people, Life is a constant battle with the forces of evil. We know we are not fighting on our own, because our God helps us and fights our battles. Indeed, it is wisest to divide every major crisis we have to face in life into two parts, the part we can handle with His help and the part that is entirely beyond our human capacity. God expects us to do our part. For this purpose, in His love and grace, He provides us with whatever resources we require. However, He will not do our part for us, and He expects us to trust Him to do His part. For King Hezekiah, the crisis was as big as they come. What Sennacherib's emissary said in verse 13 was only too true. Worse, the king of Assyria had already attacked and overwhelmed some of the fortified cities of Judah. Hezekiah tried appeasement, but then he saw what a mistake it was. Finally, he decided to do the appropriate things within his capacity to stand up to this international bully. He deprived the invaders of water for their army. He mobilized his troops and fired them up ready for action, and he reminded them of the might of their God. All the while, the enemy's spokesman was spouting arrogant threats against the people of God, not realizing that this God was different from any he had ever encountered in all his many military campaigns. Hezekiah instructed his ministers to ignore the enemy's spokesman with all his ignorance, and he prayed. Are we surprised that God did His own part convincingly and to devastating effect? Apply. Read Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, and turn it into a prayer. Closing prayer. I need Your strength, Lord, to fight the good fight of the faith.